The Sounds in My Head for November 7th, 2004, a special post-Bush election episode. You were talking about the end of the world. It's a weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have otherwise missed.
I'm in a sad mood tonight. Oh, I'm in a sad mood.
And heaven knows I'm miserable now.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Sweet one, it's a sin.
Feel So Sad. That's the original single version by Spiritualized out of UK. You can find that on their Complete Works Disc 1, which is out, and you can buy it various places. Not hard to find that record. It's a great record. That's a good song to kind of illustrate how they sound. So if you're into that song, then you'll like Spiritualized. And Feel So Sad is kind of a good way to put it, how we all felt coming off that election that happened last week. And it made us want to cry. That's right, the next song by the Sundays. It's from the 1997 album Static and Silence. You can check out that record. It's really a good record, rivaling some of the best stuff out of the earlier years of the Sundays. So check this song out, Cry by the Sundays on The Sounds of My Head.
That's greatest. starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Fly of a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn worlds with its own needs. Don't miss of your own needs. Speed it up and not speed. Grunt no strength, no ladder struck to clatter with. Fear of fight down height. Wire and a fire represent the seven games in a government for hire.
New York City's own Saint Eve covering REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. A song that sort of began to illustrate how we felt coming up on the weekend, where it was like we were kind of, it was kind of sinking in that the Bushies had won, but now we were gonna get back on the horse and fight it out, you know, like, hey, you know what, it's the end of the world maybe, but guess what, we feel fine, yo. That's what it was kind of saying. But then over the weekend, the news came out that indeed we didn't actually lose. That is to say that we won and they cheated. Proof of it was written about in a great article by Tom Hartman, which you can read online. He links to all the various datas that are necessary to prove the point. We actually did win. Now, whether or not this will blow up in the mainstream press is yet to be seen. I have to say probably unlikely because they've already got their narrative going on. But if they were to ever write about the facts that are covered in the Tom Hartman article, which you can find by the link on the Sounds of My Head website, then things might just turn around. But in the meantime, we have a song by The Frogs called You Bastards. And it's about those bastards down in Florida who tampered with the vote. It's on their record, Bananimals, which is hard to find, but you can still find it at some record stores. Check out The Frogs with You Bastards, presumably about the bastards down in Florida. All right, check it out, The Frogs, where else but The Sounds of My Head.
Motherfuckers, yeah,
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was the Marine Corps hymn by John Philip Sosa. I also talked over Cry for Everything Bad That's Ever Happened by La Tigra. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. We'll see you next Monday.